So the question is very basic. Happens probably more when you get older. Happens younger, depending on how much you drink at the Super Bowl party that you attend. Is you need to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Often you need to go to the bathroom, or some people need to go to the bathroom once or twice, three times maybe. We're not talking about a person who's got Rachmanu Litzlan, a specific sickness. That maybe we'll leave for another week. Person goes to the bathroom in the middle of the night. The last thing he wants to do is to open up his eyes, wash his hands, make sure his pajamas are on carefully, and say Asher Yatzar. I don't know about you, definitely for myself, you definitely don't want to do that. Do you have to do that? Must you make an Asher Yatzar at 3 o'clock in the morning when you stumble to the bathroom and then want to stumble right back to your bed? Yes or no? No? Yes. Okay, let's see. So says Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, in general, in every morning, you wake up, you wash Netivas Yadayim, says Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramah, V'yei Shomrim, some say, every morning you make an Asher Yatzar. Says the Ramah, you make an Asher Yatzar every single morning, regardless of whether you go to the bathroom or not. Simply waking up requires an Asher Yatzar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason for this Ramah is because our bodies are Birya Chadasha. We become a new being, a new person every morning, and therefore simply being brought back to life, that we're now, our guf is intact, requires an Asher Yatzar. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Therefore, if you wake up in the morning, for some reason you don't need to go to the bathroom, you're running off to shul or whatever it is, and you don't need to go for another hour, then you still make an Asher Yatzar when you wake up. Yeah, we're not talking about getting up in the middle of the night yet. Basic halacha. Okay. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah. Well, what about if you wake up in the middle of the night? If anyway I'm going to be making an Asher Yatzar first thing when I wake up, because I'm supposed to make an Asher Yatzar in the morning when you wake up, like we just said, can I skip, ask the Mishnah Berurah, can I skip my 3 a.m. Asher Yatzar, just say Asher Yatzar at 8 a.m. when I wake up, because I have to say it anyway, whether I go to the bathroom or not, and that will cover my 3 a.m. bathroom experience. Yes or no? Says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe it can. He writes like this. He says, perhaps in this situation, you would. He says, Yesh omrim dim hishtin b'layla, if you go to the bathroom in the night, yuchal l'smoch l'inyin berchas ashiyotzo al ashiyotzo d'shachris. Maybe you could just rely upon ashiyotzo in the morning. Think about this heter. You wake up at 3 a.m., you don't need to go to the, you don't need to make an Asher Yatzar at that point. You don't need to open up your eyes. You simply stumble back to bed and you make it in the morning. V'tzarech in ledina. Says Mishnah Berurah, unclear if that works. Okay, file that away. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one more caveat. And this kills the whole chabura. If you need to go to the bathroom the first second that you wake up, you've been doing that for 50 years, every day, first thing you do when you wake up, you go straight to the bathroom, okay? Now you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know this Mishnah Berurah, you say, yeah, I don't need to make an Asher Yatzar, it's Tzarechi, and I don't know if I have to make an Asher Yatzar now, I'm just going to rely upon my Asher Yatzar when I wake up. But when you wake up, before you get a chance to make that Asher Yatzar, you're going to go to the bathroom again, so now you're two times to the bathroom, and you want to knock it off with one Asher Yatzar, says the Mishnah Berurah, does not work. So in other words, to chazer, this extremely important distinction. If you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know you never need to make in the morning when you wake up, nah, then you could possibly rely on the morning Asher Yatzar you're going to make to cover the 3 a.m. But if you know you're going to need to go to the bathroom again right when you wake up, you cannot rely on that, and you would need to make an Asher Yatzar at 3 a.m. That distinction that the Mishnah Berurah makes, does it hold water halacha l'maisa? Does anyone disagree with this Mishnah Berurah? So let's tackle the first point first. You wake up 3 a.m., And you say, now just make Kashi Yatzer at 7 o'clock in the morning. Since I went to the bathroom at 3, I'm not going to need to make for another couple of hours. I'm not going to have to go to the bathroom again. I'll wake up at 7. I'll say Kashi Yatzer. Why do I have to make it at 3 o'clock in the morning? I don't know how you're thinking all this. When I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, you barely could barely know where the bathroom is. But the point is that the idea is you could just rely upon that and just stumble right back to bed if you know you're going to be able to make Kashi Yatzer in the morning. Says the Pa'as Sadecha, Rav Monk of Rav and Chaifa from the previous door, he cites the Mishpatei Tzedek, who says, yeah, you only have to make one bracha. You could, even though the Mishpat says Tzarechin, he says, no, I'll tell you, you could rely upon your 7 o'clock in the morning bracha in this case. You know why? Because the rabbis never required you to make an Asher Yatzer at 3 a.m. Why not? Because that's a lot of tzar, a lot of pain. This whole concept of saying Asher Yatzer is a Drabbanan. The rabbis never required you to wash your hands, pull up your pajamas, you know, get into the right mindset at 3 a.m. You'll never go back to sleep. If that's the case, see, says you can rely on the lenient opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Again, in the case where you're not going to go to the bathroom again at 7 o'clock in the morning, you wake up at 3, you wake up at 7 now, you can say immediately the Asher Yatzer for your 3 o'clock going to the bathroom. Says the Rav Osefraim, I'll give you another proof, maybe it's permitted. The Shari Mitzion Balacha says, here's a great one. Say hamapil, and then you go, shoot, you've got to go to the bathroom. Now you realize you need to go to the bathroom. What do you do right now? So you run to the bathroom, you got to go. But now, Asher Yatzer, no Asher Yatzer. You said hamapil already. After hamapil, you're not supposed to talk. Says the Shari Mitzion Balacha, file the Asher Yatzer away. You could say it first thing in the morning. It's pretty radical leniency. Based on that, presumably you say it first thing in the morning before you go to the bathroom. But so based upon that, you see, he's lenient. If you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can also file it away, make Asher Yatzer, first thing you do when you wake up, before you go to the bathroom again, and then you're fine. That's what Rav Osefraim says. Rav Osefraim says, that's crazy. I don't play that game. Hamapil shmapil. Great idea. Very good. You shouldn't talk ideally after hamapil. But if you got to go to the bathroom, you've messed up your hamapil already. Because now you've gone to the bathroom after your hamapil, you haven't gone right to sleep. He quotes Reb Scheinberg, he says, let's say you want to learn, you forget you didn't do daf yomi. You say hamapil, and then you say, oh shoot, I didn't do my daf. So your imam is stark. You get out of bed, and you want to learn the daf yomi, and you want to learn out loud. Someone's going to say you can't learn out loud now because you said hamapil. No, the ideal is hamapil is supposed to be right before you go to bed. If you have something else you need to do, so then you can break hamapil. Therefore, he says you should say Asher Yatzer right away. Okay. So you have a machlokas about Mishnah Berurah Tzarechin in this case, so you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Do you have to make Asher Yatzer or not? If you know you're going to make it before you go to the bathroom again, seems to be a machlokas mutar aser. But what about the case where you really care about? The case where you really care about is you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know you're going to have to go again to the bathroom right when you wake up at 7 o'clock. Is there any heter not to make that Asher Yatzer at 3 o'clock in the morning? No? Any heter? So the best I found is a Hamor journal, Torah journal from a few years ago, which has all of his Mipiashmuas, questions that were asked to Gedolim, which somehow never were printed any safer. They published in the Hamor journal. I don't know where they got them from. But from Rishomu Zalman Arbach Zatzal, yeah, doesn't say who's the Shoel either. Doesn't say who's asking this question. They asked Rishomu Zalman in this one line, again, take it for what it's worth, in the Hamor journal, which is a very reputable Torah journal in Eretz Yisrael, but so, like this. They asked Rishomu Zalman, how come the Velt seems to wake up in the middle of the night and they don't make Asher Yatzers? Now, I think he's talking about a case, even when you're going to wake up at 8 o'clock and go to the bathroom right away, how come you still don't make an Asher Yatzer at 3 o'clock? You know why he says? Because you're going to start making the bracha Asher Yatzer, what's going to happen? You're going to fall asleep. So he says, based upon that, he's just trying to be matzik to oilam. We don't start making brachas. Asher Yatzer, a long bracha. Yeah, halfway through Asher Yatzer, you're going to be out cold. You can't make this stuff up. So I can come on. Exactly. That's what he's getting at. And therefore, because of that, he says, you don't need to make it at 3 o'clock. I think he's saying, even if at 8 o'clock you're going to wake up, you're going to go to the bathroom right away, and you're going to lose that 3 o'clock Asher Yatzer. So it's better. That's why the Velt doesn't make an Asher Yatzer. Stop here. The only thing I can say is that is the most radical thing I've ever seen. It goes against everything we've seen. The only heter you have does not apply to one single person in this room. Who does it apply to? Bismarck, you can still say it. It does not apply to one single person in this room. No? Women. Yeah, but get a little bit, one more sentence. Besides woman, you need one more word. Pregnant woman. pregnant women go to the bathroom a couple of times in the middle of the night. So he says, it's not really Baruch Hashem, it's not sickness, it's bracha, but pregnant women, says Rabbi Yashiv, there's room to be mekel. Since they're going to go to the bathroom a couple of times, and what's going to happen? If they have to make ashiyotzer and wash their hands, they're going to mamish be up the entire night. If they're not up the entire night already, he says, for that, you could be lenient and be mekel. And he says, you could rely in the morning. I think he's saying, even after she goes to the bathroom in the morning at 8 o'clock, she can make one ashiyotzer, cover everything. Pretty big leniency, only applied to pregnant women. Otherwise, we should be zoicha. If we have to get up in the bathroom, we should say proper ashiyotzer.